Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Well, sitting by the Dyberry Creek over here in Pennsylvania and trying to decide which bird to talk about this week, I heard a bold rattle and then saw a flash of blue-gray go by. That decided it. This week's bird is the belted kingfisher. And listen to this. That was the rather loud rattle call of the belted kingfisher. He gives it to declare territory and chase off intruders. Belted kingfishers have a distinctive appearance, too. They're stocky, with perhaps their most prominent feature being the conspicuous double-pointed crest set upon their large blue head. Their legs are short, and their tails are medium length and square-tipped, so they tend to look rather top-heavy. These ragged-crested birds are a powdery blue-gray. Males have one blue band across the white breast, while females have a blue band plus a chestnut band across the lower chest and streaks of chestnut on their sides. This makes the belted kingfisher one of the few bird species in which the female is more brightly colored than the male.
You'll find the kingfishers near streams, rivers, ponds, lakes, and estuaries. Kingfishers spend winters in areas where the water doesn't freeze, so they have continual access to their aquatic foods. And you might very well see a kingfisher during winter in our area, although many migrate south. They're one of the most widespread land birds in North America, occupying a diverse range of aquatic habitats. Kingfishers have unusual nesting behavior. Both males and females dig a burrow several yards deep into a steep bank above a body of water or in sand and gravel pits. The burrows are usually several feet below the top of the bank, rarely more than a mile from water. The nest tunnel slopes upward and is 3 to 4 inches in diameter, 1 to 8 feet in length, and ending in a nesting cavity about the size and shape of a watermelon. Whenever the adult is about to fly into the tunnel, it sounds a call from a nearby perch and then dives down into the tunnel. The only signs of activity will be toe marks at the entrance to the nest. Belted kingfishers have been known to share their tunnels with swallows. These swallows dig out small rooms tucked in the tunnel walls.
The belted kingfisher is a proficient hunter of fish, and once its prey is sighted, it will hover briefly, up to 50 feet above the water's surface, before diving vertically into the water, spreading its wings to break its fall. The belted kingfisher catches its target in its long beak with a pincer-like movement, before retracting its neck, turning its body, and flying up through the water to take flight. Its prey is taken back to the perch and killed or stunned by repeated blows, allowing this kingfisher to swallow the whole fish head first. As young nestlings, belted kingfishers digest the bones and scales they consume, but by the time they leave the nest, they begin disgorging pellets of fish skeletons and invertebrate shells.
Although solitary for most of the year, from around the start of April, the male belted kingfisher selects a nest site which the females visit. After noisy courtship displays in which the male chases the female while calling loudly, breeding partners pair up. To cement the bond between the pair, the male perches beside the female, with both birds performing unusual semicircular movements along the length of a perch before the female is fed a fish gift. And interestingly, a group of belt kingfishers are collectively known as a crown or a rattle of kingfishers. So listen for that distinctive rattle call and you may catch a glimpse of this neat creekside bird.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.